Come along, children. Now we're going to have a little music, like old times. Look, now I'll start the melody on the organ.
It's Feather Rock with Bill and Ella. It's Feather Rock and sometimes Liam. It's Feather Rock time. It's time for Spare the Rock.
This is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, and this is One Everything.
There's only one everything. Remember these words, there's only one everything. And if you go out and count up everything, it all adds up to one. There's only one everything. The last time I checked, there's only one everything. It kinda makes sense that there would only be just one. Get all the stuff together, and you have not left something out, then could there still be anything left over? I'm pretty sure that means that there could not. We share the same omniverse. Please clean your room. We share the same omniverse. And even though you are over here and I'm there, there's just one everywhere. You got the cars, the trees, the house. There are some clouds, some birds, a monster. And when it's all too much to count up, you can put it in one pile. You drew a giant circle. What if it went around all there is? Then would there still be such a thing as an outside? And does that question even make any sense? There's only one everything. The last time I checked, there's only one everything. It kinda makes sense that there would only be just one. Not 10, not 3, not 12. There's only one everything. Remember these words, there's only one everything. And if you go out and count up everything, it all adds up to one. It all adds up, it all adds up, it all adds up to one.
There was an old lady who swallowed a fly. I don't know why she swallowed the fly. Don't ask me why. There was an old lady who swallowed a spider that wiggled and wiggled and tickled inside her. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly. I don't know why she swallowed the fly. Don't ask me why. An old lady who swallowed a bird. How absurd to swallow a bird. She swallowed the bird to catch the spider that wiggled and wiggled and tickled inside her. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly. I don't know why she swallowed the fly. Don't ask me why.
burped, of course.
It is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, indie music for indie kids. Come to you from our flagship station, KUTX 98.9. Bill Childs with you. That was Tao and the Get Down, Stay Down with There Was an Old Lady Who Swallowed a Fly. We also heard from They Might Be Giants. As I mentioned, I'm Bill Childs. We have a whole host of people here, starting from my left, your right, right over here.
Hey, it's Liam. Hello.
It's your radio pal, Liam, right there.
Hi, I'm James.
It's your radio pal, James, right over there.
It's Ella.
Radio pal Ella. And way over there.
Hey, it's Audrey.
It's radio pal Audrey. It's so great to have you all here. Right here, though. Well, actually, it's Keith Munslow, who lives in Providence, the same place your radio pal Ella and radio pal Audrey live. It's amazing. It's new music from him. The song is called The Workaround.
GPS. I'm so lost, it's such a mess. I'm gonna take the scenic route, I guess. That's how we do, that's how we do it.
That's how we do, that's how we do it.
Like
like dolphins can swim. But nothing, nothing will keep us together. We can beat them forever and ever. Oh, we can be heroes just for one day. I will be queen. You will be king. Nothing will drive them away.
That is Ted Leo from Let All the Children Boogie, benefit for It Gets Better. That's his version of Heroes.
I love that cover.
It's so good. And Audrey, we were listening to the Ted Leo song, and you mentioned that Ted Leo and Keith Munslow have something in common. What is that thing?
Yeah, apparently they both live in Providence. So I'm a huge Ted Leo fan, and so...
So you're hoping to run into him at any time.
Yeah, that's right.
Possibly.
But we've not seen him yet, so...
We're going to hear from Quiet Company now. Liam... Mm-hmm. Tell us about what you think about Quiet Company, right? Part of the Austin music experience.
Yeah.
What's been important for them about them for you?
They are one of the top two bands I've seen, like, total number of times. I've known them for a long time. I enjoy their music. I think that it speaks to me on a personal level. And also, I like the people in the band. I like their music. I like their sort of cool style, bringing a little bit of punk, bringing a little bit of, like, sort of Christian rock and all sorts of interesting stuff.
Yeah. And we're working on getting Taylor to come up for Ella and Audrey's wedding next year.
Yep.
Why?
Because a lot of the love songs that they have were very important to us at various points in our relationship. Aww. And generally they are... They're a band we listen to a lot and, yeah. and love a lot.
Well, this is the song, Are You a Window or a Mirror? Music from Quiet Company, part of the Austin Music Experience on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child.
And if the darkness does come early for me, I hope I've left you everything that you'll need. I hope that all the broken parts you've seen all fit together when you think of me. And I hope one day you will know what it's like to have a love that makes the universe right. I looked inside you and I knew myself. I looked inside you and I knew myself. I looked inside you and I knew myself. I looked inside you and I knew myself.
For a mixed up crew with eyes of black and brown and blue. So that's how come that you and I got just one world with just one sky.
We're in the same boat, brother. We're in the same boat, brother. And if you shake one end, you're gonna rock the other. It's the same boat, brother.
So the boat rolled on, storm and grief of many a rock and many a reef. What kept them going was the great belief, so they had to learn to navigate. That human race a special prey. If they didn't want to be in Jonah's shoes, they better be mates on this year crew.
We're in the same boat, brother. We're in the same boat, brother. shake one hand, you're gonna rock the other. It's the same old brother.
Or the ball of blue, somewhere in Spain. Or the kilo of smash, and for your brain. And the steam pulled out from Oregon to Maine. Oh, it took some time for the crew to learn. But it's bad, but the boy ain't good, but it's done. Oh, the hashtag fine, China Bay, Pearl Harbor's deck's gonna blaze away. Cause
we're it's the same old brother. We're in the same old brother. And if you shake one hand, you're gonna rob the other. It's the same old brother.
One more.
It's the same old brother. Oh, it's the same old brother. And if you shake one hand, you're gonna rob the other. It's the same old brother.
When it gets colder and leaves start to fall, I take out my old winter gloves. Spend all day cooking a big pot of soup to share with the people I love. I have my habits and so do you. With eggs hidden under their wing, they huddle together so they can stay warm, taking turns on the outermost ring. When my sister got cold, I lent her my hat, so maybe I am a little like that.
Dandelion, it's Heather Scott and Talia Rose. Lovely song called What Do the Animals Do here on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. Music for kids and their grown-ups. I'm Bill Childs. We've got Liam, James, Ella, and Audrey all here, and we're at the point of the show when we're going to need help. Liam, would you explain to the folks at home and everybody else here, in case they don't remember, what's happening next?
All right. So my dad, he's going to ask us if we have a question. We're all going to say yes, because we will. Then he'll ask us what that question is. And then everyone who's listening, me, James, Ella, Audrey, everyone here, everyone at home, everyone who's listening in the future, in the past even,
what?
We're all going to yell all at the same time, are you prepared to rock?
This is a really good point, because we have never previously explicitly incorporated time travelers into the requirement. But
they're included.
It'll get louder.
Yep.
Okay. Hey, everybody, do you have a question for me?
Yeah.
Excellent. What is that question?
Are you prepared to rock?
I am delighted that I can get four college students and two PhD candidates to do that. I am, in fact, prepared to rock, but first, advice from They Might Be Giants.
Consideration is the thing we call the rock. Second on the list is a rock child, a child that's been fully prepared. Prepare to rock, don't spare the rock. Prepare to rock, don't spare the rock now. Bill, Ella, sometimes.
Here's a song that was recorded for the Shrek 2 soundtrack. Did not go on the Shrek 2 soundtrack, but it's a banger. It's the Pixies with Bamfwa. We'll be right back.